Okay, we are in Shaar Bays, Parak Yud Zion. And here we learned about the two parts of the system. We learned about the neshama l'neshama. Neshama l'neshama. And we're talking about the goof and how the two relate. So, in other words, he's kashrus. Let's just refocus here. And he's kashrus is in the koimas ha'adam is, just to review the basics, that we have our goof. Who are we? Our goof. And our goof has within it a nefesh, which is our personality. And then we have our ruach, which is at a higher place, and our neshama. And when we thought that was it, no, there's the chayu yechida, which is called the neshama l'neshama. So, in other words, the neshama what's happening here is that there's an interlock between, or an interface between, Adam and Hashem. That's the neshama l'neshama. And what we've been learning is, the importance of this is, that when a person, as I said on Friday night, when a person is davening, so, you know, we think of tefillah as going from here up, which it is. In other words, we're praying, we're davening to Hashem, we're asking Hashem for something. But there's actually something else happening, maybe even more important, and that is that the Shechina is coming down. In other words, a person has in his koach, and this is so important to remember in our own lives, in our homes, in as the Or HaChaim said, this is the purpose of creation, is to take the kav of light, which is in the Shemayim, which is coming from Shemayim, the kav of the Bria, that kav, and to bring it into this world. And we are now the receptors are bringing this aura in the world. So like if you can imagine that when we're connected, we're all lit up. And we're creating this aura. This is the site of being Or Lagoyim. Or Lagoyim means that it's through those that are connected, the Bnei Yisrael, it's through them that there will be Or in the entire world. And without the Bnei Yisrael, there's no Or in the world, because there's nobody, unless somebody connects, but it's difficult, because we're meant to be this connection. Somebody was telling me at Shabbos that he's on the window of a Judaica store in Lakewood, that there is maybe you saw this, there's a remake of the Monopoly game, and it's from Monopoly. Did you see it? It's from Monopoly. So I'm just trying to try to think about how that looks. You know, go to jail.
It's like Bar Park.
I just said, what do they do with the go to jail? Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You know, just go to jail. You know, what's so frum about that? Like,
go to work.
Huh?
Go to work.
Isn't that nice?
Go to work. Go to work.
Isn't that married? Nice.
Yeah, I guess. You know, like, I know. Just so, no, I had this kind of vision. My Shabbos table, somebody was telling me, I had this kind of vision of the Monopoly board being the Olam of Asiya. And all being connected to this Olam Tzilus. But anyways, that's what we learned. And another fascinating thing that we learned before we read this Haggah, which is mostly, there's really not much we can take out of it, it's mostly Mayer Mekoymus, but I just want to get the point that he's making. There's also the same thing that's happening with people. This is something to remember. The same thing that's happening with people, which is, not just that we're connected to Shemayim, but in the neshama, the neshmasim, in that big neshama and Shemayim, all the neshamas are connected there. So when we talk about achdus, then it's completely different. When we talk about achdus and unity, we're usually talking about it down here. But the real thing, the real achdus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is before here, in the world of Atzilus, when Hashem made one neshama, I don't know why he did this, but this is what he did. Because everything in Shemayim is Echad. Everything's Echad. So he made Echad, was the neshama of Klal Yisrael. This is called Knesses Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael, where all Knesses Yisrael has nothing to do with down here. That's Klal Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael is in Shemayim, The words are used incorrectly and interchangeably. Knesset Yisrael is in Shemayim, in the world of Atzilus, and this Knesset Yisrael is one neshama. It's the Shechina. Knesset Yisrael is Shechina. But the shot in the Shechina is that here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol. I'm just doing this to make it a little bit clearer to understand. Here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he created Shechina, v'shachanti v'soicham, is that this is the derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was using to bring or into the world, which is called Shechina. So from Knesset Yisrael down. Now, it's important to remember that in these Olamos, that's in the world of Atzilus, but the world of Bria is the Alma de Piruta, yeah? So in the world of Bria, that's the world of the Kisei HaKavod, that's where the neshamas get broken up into a lot of different parts. And then Yetzirah, more Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and then Nasiya, we're all separate.
Is the way that we act towards each other have any effect on Knesset Yisrael?
Yes. But it's an experience of Knesset Yisrael. It could be an experience of Knesset Yisrael. What we learned on Thursday is that the Beis HaMikdash, I don't remember where, but the Beis HaMikdash, I think maybe on Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash is Shalmala. Well, that's what we're saying on Shabbos, that very important, that there is Truma Tetzava Vayakel Pikudei. What's all the repetition about? So I explained in Pashat of Shad, the Truma Tetzava, it's all the same thing, a lot of extra words there. So Truma Tetzava is Moshe Rabbeinu standing on Har Sinai, going into the highest places, and as the Zohar puts it so graphically, Kadosh Baruch Hu taking Moshe Rabbeinu by the hand and walking him through the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo, and showing this is what the Aron looks like, this is what the menorah looks like. Kechol asher ani mara ischa bahar. I showed you the whole thing. That's up there. The Vayakel Pekudei is Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. That's down here. So it's not a repetition, it's two different things. It's a mirror. What happened up there is now happening down here. So it's a very, very important understanding of Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakel Pekudei, Chazak, Chazak, Vidis Chazek, that now, what's the Sofa Parsha of Shmos, the Sof of the whole thing? We came out, we went to Mitzrayim, we came out of Mitzrayim, we crossed the sea. The Sof of the whole thing is that what Moshe Rabbeinu saw up there didn't stay up there. He was Mekayim, the Tachlis of the world, and bringing it down here, yes? So now we have in this world, in the world of us, of again, so I'm saying a couple of different things here. The idea is to make a unity, to connect, to be mitzar of the worlds. So just like this is true, let me just, it starts off with one neshama, divides up into many neshamas, that's the Alma de Piruta, and then the idea is to bring them back together again, and the Mishkan back together again.
Just for clarification, because Baruch Hu walked Moshe Rabbeinu step by step and showed him item by item. Moshe Rabbeinu created the Mishkan, not the Beis HaMikdash.
The Beis HaMikdash is based on the Mishkan.
Okay. How does Bezalel fit into this? Bezalel, according to the simple pshat, used his own talents, his own Yirat Shamayim.
It's a fascinating question, and I'll tell you a fascinating answer. Because in Moshe Rabbeinu saw it, and he knew what it was supposed to look like. If everything is seen in the Shamayim already, is there any room for creativity in this room, in this world? That's your question. And the answer is that, and I quoted this from the Ramchal, if you recall, the answer is that what's in Shamayim can manifest itself in many different ways in the world of Gashmis, and they could all be correct. So this is what's fascinating here. It's a bit of a puzzle, but it's right that the same thing is true for the Mishkan. The same thing is true with people, as it is in Shamayim, and before it comes to the world of Asiya, can manifest itself in many different ways. You do it your way, I do it my way. That's okay as long as we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. And as long as we're in some kind of a boundary of halacha, but we can't go too far with this. But there are completely different personal expressions for the same thing. So Bezalel had this Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach is the next level, had this Ruach HaKodesh where he did it his way. It could have been done a different way. In fact, I dare say, Shlomo HaMelech did do it a different way. Shlomo HaMelech didn't stick exactly with Bezalel. He had his own mahalach. A lot of the things were the same, and it was based on the same thing because it was all based on kasher, like HaKadosh Baruch, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Ani Mara Yischa Bahar. This is what I showed you. This is the basic thing. Okay, it can use your creativity. It can juk sechais. Is it true that you can go into a kosher shul, you can go into 1,000 kosher shuls, and they all look different? Depends on the creativity of the kehila, of the rav, of the architect, of the betzalel that's involved. You know, I have my personal idea of what a shul is supposed to look like, but it's different than everybody else's. I can.
How would you write lachshav machshavos?
Oh. That you could put your, the first time, I'll tell you an interesting mashal, the first time that we in the shul went to the architect, Danny, were you there? The first time we went to the architect, so he said, what do you want? What do you want it to look like? What are you thinking? You like Gothic? Do you like modern? Right. That's our look. Our look. Yeah. So I said, it was actually not the architect, we used a different architect, but I said this was my opinion. I said, I could look like any one of those things, as long as it has integrity. But the main thing is, it shouldn't look like every other shul on the block and every other shul in the world. Like it should be miuchad, So the architect began to laugh. So I said, "What are you laughing?" So he says, "Because everybody who comes in here, I say, what do you want it to look like? They say exactly like every other shul in the world. Don't make it look different. We don't want it to be different. We don't want it to stand out." So there you have it. That's the.
The young Israel Century City, they redid the whole building and they left the open cement and the pipes look that industrial looks like.
Yeah.
This is
good. It looks like the fancy malls.
Fancy shuls.
Fancy shuls, yeah.
So Lachshav Machshavos is like expressing these shemas?
I believe so. I think we're going to talk about it. But Bezalel, okay, so here you have the Mishkan. What's true about the Mishkan is also true about the Torah. Because the Torah, and this is what we learned, the Torah starts off also where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bara Oisiyos. The first element of Bria was the Oisiyos of the Torah. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet in a letter, in an order. Not as we have it. Without the spaces, I'm not sure what it was, I wasn't there. But it was different than what we have. What we have is a decode. What's in Shemayim is the code. And what's interesting is that these oisiyos, that like the Zohar starts off, ba oisiyos bara soilam, the oisiyos could have come down in a number of different ways. And in fact, I mentioned, I think, to Shalah HaKadosh, that he says that if Adam HaRishon were not have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, and there wouldn't have been Misa, and there wouldn't have been most of the Torah as we know it, so all those oisiyos would have come down in a different Torah. Or another mashal is the Gra at the end of the Chumash. That's the beginning of the Chumash. The Gra at the end of the Chumash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote those last 8 psukim, says he wrote a bedema, bedimua. Everything was confused. He didn't know what he was writing. He was writing the code. He saw the code and he wrote it. It needed a Bezalel, or in that case, a Yehoshua ben Nun, to come and to decipher it and to make it his own. Now there, of course, there's no word. There's no more room for creativity. But there's it's a manifest. It's an unraveling and putting together of the psukim as we know it. That's the. I want to show you something. I brought this to show you. But right, this week's parsha is Amalek, right? Something gevaldic here. So Vayavay Amalek Vayilachem im Yisrael Berafidim. That's not what we read. This is from Parshas Peshalach. But this is the story. We read a poem. So right after when we went out of Mitzrayim. Look what we're talking about. We're in Parshas Beshalach. So Parshas Beshalach was Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ayhi Beshalach Parasam, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira Al Hayam, and we got to the other side of the Yamsuf, right? We were saved from not only slavery, but from the Yam. We walked out wealthy with Bizas Hayam, and here we are on the other side. And then what's the first thing that happens here? That's not the first thing. First, they didn't have anything to eat. Drink, take us back to Mitzrayim. We don't have any food. We don't have any water. Unbelievable, right? I mean, the truth of the matter is that, you know, everything could be glorious. I understand that. I mean, everything could be very, very glorious, but when you don't drink for 2 days or 3 days, like, you know, it's... Yeah, you get cranky. All the miracles of the, I mean, so to us, it's a pasuk, but that, you know, days without food, days without water, it's a pella that you took us this far. You're not giving us food, you're not giving us water, right? It is a bit of a pella, and it doesn't take long to get hungry. But anyways, here it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Avor lifnei ha'am, v'kach itcho mizikne Yisrael, u'matcha asher ikisa bo yasa, yor kach biyodcha balachta, take your stick, the stick that you took, kach biyodcha, hinni oime lefonecha sham al hatsur, stand by the rock, v'ikisa batsur, unlike the story in Sefer Bamidbar, which got Moshe Rabbeinu in trouble, here Hashem told him, v'ikisa batsur, hit the rock. It's a different story. Not the same story. V'kisa batzur. V'yatzu mimenu mayim v'shasa am v'yaskin Moshe leinei zikne Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu did a miracle that he hit the rock and out came floods and floods of water. So there's no big question like why later on did he hit the rock instead of talking to the rock, because his mamatzinu was the last time Hashem told me to hit the rock. Okay, so he hit the rock. V'yikra shem hamokim masa umariva. Al-Riv b'nei Yisrael v'al nasoisim es Hashem le'mar. This was called Masu Meriva because, and here's the pasuk I just want to bring out to you. V'al nasoisim es Hashem le'mar. You tested Hashem to say, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im le'ayin. Im yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin. You wanted to know, not can you give me water. You wanted to know if Hashem is really with us or not. That was your test. In other words, Moshe understood deeply what they were talking about. Is Hashem with us? Or was that just like fireworks? Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Eser Makos. Right now, Im Yesh Hashem, now we're in the Midbar. There's no water, there's no Kriyas Yamsuf. Don't tell us there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. That was yesterday. Right? They say in rabbi school that a rabbi is only as good as his last sermon.
What have you done very lately?
Is he here or is he not?
Is Hashem fickle?
Is Hashem,
you know, sticking with the plan, or
is
he one day?
Right, what happened? So here's something gevaldik that the Rabbeinu Bachaye. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. Hayeroya kasav laimar imloy. What's imayim? K'moy, hayelach b'tarasi im loy. Avol im yirmoy, says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, alamida nikras ayin. This wasn't just a pasuk. Read this pasuk carefully. There's two bechinas in this world. There's yesh and there's ayin. Yesh me ayin. Yesh and ayin. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Are we dealing with yesh or are we dealing with ayin? That's what they were asking. This was a deep philosophical question. Ayin, that's good. Ayin means all the way up in Shamayim. Esoenai alaharim. May ayin yavai ezri. Yesh me ayin. That I can, Hashem can help me if he wants to from nothing. What seems to be nothing can become something. Something very, very big. So that's called ayin. Now they wanted to know that the way Hashem, this was their question, the way Hashem is helping us from here into four, since the Kriyas Yamsuf, we don't have any water, we don't have any food. So we want to know, this was the question that they had. Well, it wasn't a disbelief in Hashem. How could there be a disbelief in Hashem when they just had so many miracles? Can't be. It wasn't a philosophical issue. They want to know, what is the way that Hashem is using to help us? Is it a bechina of yesh or is it a bechina of ayin? So a fantastic Rabbeinu Bachaya. He says, After this ayin nikras yesh. Vzeu chachma. Chachma me ayin timatze. He's talking about the chachma of the spheres. Right? Keser chachma bina. Chachma comes from ayin. From a higher world of keser. We call it nothingness. Ayin is nothingness. Yesh ex nihilo. But the Nilo is not really Nilo. It's the biggest, the most. It's the most of everything. But to us, it's nothing because it's not something we can be masik. But are we going to have to be? Is all the Yeshua Hashem up there, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually bringing it to a Madrega of Yesh? That was the question.
Therefore, what?
And therefore, we should have food. Meaning, is it all going to, it should be in the Gashmias, it should be in Klal Yisrael, we should be full, we should have man, we should be Kirbeinu. Big Kirbeinu, Ayesh Hashem, Bekirbeinu im Ayin. Bekirbeinu means Bekarav Amachana, and Bekirbeinu means within us. Are we now godly people? They were trying to understand the terms of relationship between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it a Madrega of Yesh or is it a Madrega of Ayin? It's amazing. It's an amazing...
What would Ayin have looked like? Like Man, it would have been like... Oh, it would have been given water like they given Man, kind of some supernatural sustenance that wasn't...
So was that Yesh or Ayin?
That would be the Ayin.
That's Ayin.
Higher level of sustenance that's not... Is that what they're asking?
Yeah, in other words, they understood Hashem was capable of miracles like Mun and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the question is, water coming from the bottom. So that's, water wasn't, right, on Mun you make Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, Min HaShemayim. Hamotzi Lechem Min HaShemayim. On the Mayim from the bear, you probably make like Bar Pri Abdama. It's all Isarusa Dulasata. So one is a Madrega of Yesh and one is a Madrega of Ayin. Very important. Yesh and Ayin.
Chalban is Marach on this.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hayesh Hashem v'hu dvar Yaakov shamar achen Yesh Hashem hu maimer shloimoy lahanchil oya v'yesh. V'kvar yodato she'en lahafrid ha'chachma min ha'yira. Chachma is part of Ayin. Understand the Chachma Hashem. It's talking about the Chachmas of Hashem, not our Chachma. So the Chachma Hashem is before you get to the spheres. It's in the Chesed. So it's before you get to Chesed and Gvura Tiferet. So, okay, Ayin, if that's where we're supposed to be, so then we're like Malachim. So they wanted to understand their Bechina. Behidene Yisrael, he freedu bakan v'kitzitzu v'natu l'kach nanshu miyad v'yavai amalek. So, it's interesting. Koitzeitz b'natiyos, which we find by Acher. So, koitzeitz b'natiyos means you're cutting off the yesh from the ayin. How this all manifests within me? So, you created a disconnect. Once there's a disconnect, Amalek came and attacked. It comes out that Zayar, anyways, that the advent of anti-Semitism is the disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if there's Or coming into the world, there's not this evil coming into the world. So the evil is the antithesis of Or. So Amalek I spoke about it last night for a minute, just with the women. I just want to say it again that the whole idea of, just to explain this point, the whole idea of Amalek is difficult for an idle guy like me. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to hate anybody. Certainly don't want to kill their children and their animals. And if you find an Amaleki, you have to take his goldfish and boom, 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 down the toilet. Thank you. It's feels very like Lahavdil Hamas, you know, like it's such a racist idea. So Baruch Hashem, Basan Cherev Ubilbel Es Amim, and we don't know who Amalek is. Baruch Hashem, like we're a punter from this mitzvah. But it's a hard mitzvah to understand, and we keep on bringing it up. Heavy Zachor Al Tishkach is one of the Sheish Zachiros. You can't get away from it. You just can't get away from this mitzvah. But I chapped something maybe just a couple of weeks ago, something the most simple pshat became clear in my mind. And that is, you know, evil is a very, very powerful, strange thing. And what I mean by that is that when a human being, any of us, sees evil, it's like, wow, that's bad. But then, if we see it again and again and again, we adjust. It's okay. You just take a look. You know, the first time we heard that, that Assad killed 1,000 Syrians with chemical weapons, Gaval, you know, not just Assad, it's like us, you know, maybe we don't like him. But, you know, America, all the countries of the world, like, how do you go? So now he's killed something like 170,000. You don't hear a word about it. So what, Makarapo? What happens is we adjust to evil. And the same thing happened with the Holocaust. I'm absolutely sure when they heard that 10 Jews died or 20 Jews were killed, were gassed to death, I'm sure the world was nishtoymeh. But once it got to 1,000,000, so like, kachi darkei shalaylom. It was something that the world got used to. It's a terrible form of cognitive dissonance, but I think it's true. When you see something enough, it just doesn't get you anymore. It doesn't hurt you anymore. Comes the parsha of Amalek, Zachor va'al tishkach. You have to be sensitive to evil like it's like brand new, like it just happened. My understanding of our remembering or never forgetting Amalek, however, you know, you have a whole week to describe what evil they did, but they were evil, meaning they killed for the sake of killing. They were Nazis. To be makarva lasechol, they were a bunch of Nazis. I don't think anybody who would hear would have a problem killing a Nazi who's being rodeped a Jew. They were just killing Jews for the sake of killing Jews. So that's what they were doing. So never get used to that idea. Even here we are 3,000 years later, don't get used to that idea because it can repeat and repeat if you get used to it. Better just, it should happen. It should be evil, call evil, evil. Zachor v'al tishkach es asher asa l'cha Amalek, asher karcha baderech. And by the way, this parsha, the Mishnah Berurah says, I mentioned this morning, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't be Yotzei Amalek with reading this parsha v'yishma Amalek, v'yovei Amalek, v'yilachim Yisrael v'refidim. Not Yotzei anything, that's just talking about a war like all wars. It's not until you get to Parshas Kiseitzei, you're not Yotzei Purim morning with this greed. You have to hear Parshas Kiseitzei, which describes what the evil is, and you have to be ma'ayin into what that evil is. That's the avodah for the week. But again, this was a result of im yesh elikim b'seichenu im bekir beinu hayesh Hashem bekir beinu im ayin. So the minute that the Bnei Yisrael said this seems to be ayin, it's all up there, meaning they're not bringing the kedushas Hashem and the or into this world. Vayavei Amalek vayelachim im Yisrael. It has to be light. The whole idea of being Or La'amim is that we're supposed to be radiating this light. And an Amalek would have never been. So the two stories are connected. The two stories are very, very connected here. Important point. Very important. Very important, Rabbeinu Bachaye. So now let's just learn a little bit here inside. Lazois Nikras Knesses Yisrael. Nikres Betorah Kadosh, you have the Haggah?
No.
Nikres Betorah Kadosh, Bamidbar Tazayin Chav Beis, Kel Eleke Harucha Yisrachol Basar. Sometimes God is referred to as Kel Eleke Harucha Yisrachol Basar. Kel Eleke Harucha Yisrachol Basar. Where is that? Who remembers?
Korach.
Good. Good. Let's and he says that the reason is Ayin Zayar Karach was to the Bekias, Vayemru Kela Lekei Haruchais to you, Asar de Nishmasin, Vitaman Salkin, Vitaman Asin. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening not to the Hashem, so to speak, which is the Lechobasar, but Kel Elekei Haruchais Lechobasar. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going all the way up to the top. And he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level, on the Brias HaNeshamas. Rabbi Seinu Zalva Brachas Darshu Avi V'Imai, Imai Zuknesses Yisrael. Where we come from? Imai. Where you come from? Ayin Zayar Bamidbar. Here we can just witness in awe of the Bar Mekoyim is here. Ayin Zayar Bamidbar Kuf Yates Hamad Alas Bereish Parshas Pinchas. Hashem Raya Mehemna on the days of Raya Mehemna Tetze, Raya Shain Zayin, B'Saifa Idra Zutto, B'Zayr Chadosh, Ayin Beitz Chaim Shar HaMelachim, B'Pri Eitz Chaim Shar Olam Hasiya, B'Shar Kriya Shema, B'Shar HaMidah, Saif Perek Tazayin. Do you believe him?
Well, Bekias.
Was that a good search? That a good search engine? He Google all these.
And he sat in Volozhin all day. He didn't learn this in Lakewood. Okay, v'lachein kla Yisrael yachad nikroin evarin deshchinta ayin zayir pinchas v'sham reish lamaches v'reish nun beis seif ayin beis period finished. Now, meaning, let's just understand the story here, not to be intelligent about this. Korach comes, and Korach in Parshas Korach. The story here. Vayikach Korach. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kost ben Levi, one man, Vedasan Vaviram and two more, who were the sons of Aliyev, and Oin ben Pelas, another one, Bnei Ruvain. So those were the rabble rousers. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe, they stood before Moshe, Vaanoshim ibnei Yisrael. And they came with Hamishim u'Masayim Nesiyei Eda Kriyei Moed Anshei Shem. Rashi says, Roshei Sanhedrius. They came with leaders. And they come to Moshe, Vayikolu al Moshe v'al Aaron, v'yomer aleim rab lochem kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. M'toichem Hashem, Yadua, everybody's kadosh. You see, you have what's going on over here? In other words, this is Yesh v'ayin, this is Yesh gone wild. Everybody's holy. Kol Eda Kulam Kedoshim U'B'Toicham U'B'Toicham Hashem. It's Gevaldik. U'B'Toicham Hashem. Madua Tisnasu Al Kal Hashem. Why are you putting yourself above the people? In other words, once we Rashi says Kulanu Amanu Al Har Sinai, but it's more than that. Once we've established that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was their time. It was a deep time. Once we've established that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, all the way back in Shmois, we have established that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Ayin, but he's Yesh. So we don't need you any longer to walk into the upper worlds and to tell us what to do. We have a Mishkan now. Ela Pekudei HaMishkan. We brought the whole thing down to earth. Once we brought the whole thing down to earth, you're irrelevant. Our neshamas are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way your neshama is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you've done your job, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now step aside. It's time to step aside. That's the timing. Gevaldo. We're already in the Madrega of Yesh. We're here. And that's what this is Mefurish in the Pasuk. That's Mefurish in the Pasuk. Kolei de kulam kedoshim. U'betoicham Hashem. U'betoicham Hashem. So Madua Tisnasu al Kal Hashem. Vayishma Moshe v'yipal al panav. So Moshe says, Boker v'yodei Hashem es asher lo ves HaKadosh v'yikri v'ylov es asher yivchar bo yakri v'ylov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make this choice, whether I'm still relevant or not. Zos hasuch hulach hamachtois karach v'chol adosai z'nuba hanesh v'sim aleim kedoris. You bring your fire pans and bring them to the Mizbeach. There was a Mishkan. Livnei Hashem Mocher v'hoya ish asher yivchar Hashem hu HaKadosh. Rav Lechem b'nei Levi. And he threw that in. Besides, you are doing a lot of things. Rav Lechem b'nei Levi. You were also put. It's an interesting title, Moshe Rabbeinu said. If everybody's equal, so why are you Levim? Yeah. So why are you a Levi? Like.
Can't have
it both ways. Right. He chopped them here, you know. And there was a Shaloi Lishma. You know, everybody's equal, some people are more equal. So you're just like you're saying that I don't maintain any particular status.
Give up your levius.
So then Moshe sent a messenger to call Dasan and Aviram. They were the original. Right? It was Koirach, Dasan Aviram, Oin Ben Pelas. Called Dasan Aviram Bnei Aliyav, Yomu Loi Nala. No, we're not coming to see Moshe. Who are you? After all, why should we come? Because you're called. Amaki Elisanu Me'eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash Lamisenu Bamidbar. Why? Because you took us out of Egypt, so we should all drop dead here. Kithi Storer Aleinu Gam Hishtorer, your dime is over. You've done your thing. Meaning, like they acknowledged, in my understanding, they acknowledged that there was a place for Moshe. Moshe was on Har Sinai. Moshe's job was to do all the fabulous miracles. But that was all Asher Ani Maroi Shabohar. But once you brought it down to earth, it's not working out for you any longer. Very similar to the situation from before Amalek. It's not working out. You don't have this koach. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, listen to this pasuk carefully, everybody asked for basar, not in this story, but everybody asked for basar. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's response?
Ayin li basar.
Say it loud.
Ayin li basar.
May ayin li basar. May ayin li basar. May ayin means, I can get you meat, but it's going to come from Shemayim. I have no kesher with this world, b'chol. The Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, "Me'ayin li baser, asaf suf asher bekirba, hayesha lekim bekirbeinu." So you understand this whole power struggle here between if our job is to bring ruchnis into this world, so let's do it. Let's do it. Let's bring the ruchnis into this world. Moshe Rabbeinu, me'ayin, you're bringing baser from ayin. Me'ayin yave ezri. This is not what it's not the way we're supposed to live. So Kishtarer Aleinu Gam Kishtarer. You ruled on us. You this was your job. You did it. Finished. Go away. Afloy Al Eretz Avos Cholav Udvash Avi Yisoni. He hadn't even bring us into Eretz Yisrael. But Titen Lanu Nachlas Sada V'Charam Heinei Anoshem Heim Tanakir Lanala. Meaning, he didn't bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Kedusha, but that's not your Tchum. And they were right, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring us into Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't his Tchum. You see the whole thing of the May Meriva that happened when he hit the stone? He was going out of his tchum. He was going out of his tchum. Here, anyways, Vayichar Lamoshem Ma'od, Vayomer Al Hashem, Al Tefen Al Minchasim, Lechamor, Achon Me'am Nasasi, V'Lehar Yoysi, Lechon Me'am. What are they doing? What do they want? Vayomer Moshe Al Korach, and Moshe said to Korach, Atavachal Adoscha Hayulifne Hashem, Atavahem V'Aaron Machar. Okay, so they came kuish machtase. Now here's the kicker. Before we leave, everybody brought their fire pans. Vayichu ish machtase, vayidnu aleim eish, vayasimu aleim ketores, vayamdu pesach oil moed Moshe v'Aaron, vayakel aleim karech es kol ha'eda al pesach oil moed, vayirak v'ed Hashem al kol ha'eda, vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron leimar. So here's where the story begins. Everybody standing El Pesach El Moed with fire pans, with fire, and Dasan and Aviram are lobbying across the whole Shvatim. They're going around to all the Shvatim, come join us, we're going to overthrow Moshe Rabbeinu. This was a riot, this was a revolution that was taking place. And what does Hashem say? He badlu mitoicha eda azais v'achala oisam karega. Separate yourself from all those people. Who's the Eda in this case? Here.
Eda's Korach.
Why not the whole Klal Yisrael? Rashi just said, Kol alayla hu halach etzla shvatim upita isam. Kesvur matem shalayla vadi ani makvid ani makvid elu bishvil kulchem. They did politics. So the whole Olam came. Everybody came, at least I don't know, everybody was representatives from the whole Klal Yisrael.
Korach still in the middle.
In the middle. So the Ramban says, Yesh Lisho. Just learn this properly. If the whole Klal Yisrael didn't do anything wrong, and if they were bemerid, so it means the whole Klal Yisrael right now was involved in this rebellion. That's what the Ramban says. Everybody. And Hashem said, separate yourself from Klal Yisrael, I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to kill them all. And Moshe Rabbeinu's famous response, Ayip lo'alpneim v'yomru el, comes our Nefesh HaChaim, el elihei haruchais. Moshe Rabbeinu, the people are going to be lost. El elihei haruchais l'chobazer. O'ish echad yechtev al kol ha'eda tiksev. A phenomenal tefillah. He said, I can't daven here. I got to do my thing, said Moshe Rabbeinu. I got to daven there. In the world of Ayin. I'm going, Kael is the only place he calls him this, Elikei Haruchais. That means, in the Elikei Haruchais, Nefesh HaChaim says, that's referring to the Olam of Neshamas, where the Neshamas are just one. And in the place where the Neshamas are just one, in that place, Kael Elikei Haruchais, can it be that one manifestation of that Neshama of Klal Yisrael, the neshama, did a chet, and you're going to wipe out the whole thing?
Like a mutation.
Right, it's a mutation, it's a branch, it's a, you don't kill the whole neshama. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, if we're talking about here, yes, kill them all. But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to elevate himself to the highest place because he was Moshe Rabbeinu, and what's fascinating about it is Hagufa was the Taina, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're Ba'ayin. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I'm Ba'ayin, and I'm going to save you by being Ba'ayin. So he went up to the highest place in Shemayim, and he said, Kel Elikei Haruchais, where you have Knesset Yisrael. So what happens here is, and with this, we'll finish this up on Thursday, but what happens here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of davening, and this is what all these Zayars of the Nefesh HaChaim just quoted, instead of davening for Klal Yisrael, he davened for Knesset Yisrael. And the reason why that's better is because Knesset Yisrael is good. The Iker Ratzon of Knesset Yisrael, and the fact, if you read the story, they were good. So this, as you say, mutation, or this
aberration, anomaly.
Right. This was bad. But the Neshama Klali of Klal Yisrael, that's good, but I could only see that because I went to Kael Elikei Haruchais. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to elevate himself. This is something we can do. Not as good as Moshe Rabbeinu probably, but we can go to a higher Madrega and understand that everybody really is good. And sometimes people choose to be bad. Now, so let me just review this one sentence before we go here. That just like the Oisiyos of the Torah can come out in many different forms and permutations and they can be decoded a number of different ways. And they all have the oisius of the Aleph base, but the oisius before they're decoded is Kulei Kaddish, and every Jew is an ois, right? 600,000 oisius, 600,000 Jews. So Klal Yisrael, it's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's not working us out for us right now. Everyone's coming, they're all mixed up, they're all confused. You know, it's post-traumatic, this whole story. But let's go back to the Yesod, to the Shirish, to the Makar of the whole thing. Kael Elikei Haruchais L'chol Adam, Ha'ishachad Yechta. It wasn't Ishachad. Why did he say Ishachad? Ha'ishachad Yechta means one manifestation of it. Yechta v'al kol ha'eda tiksev, you're going to kill the whole Klal Yisrael because of this? It doesn't make any sense. And of course, Hashem was sensitive to this because this is what he did about a Mabul, and he said, I'm not going to do this. There's not going to be, we're going to look at the Iker, we're going to look at the Ratzon. So it's a Yesod. The Yesod is that in Tefillah, what we're getting to here, is in Tefillah we can connect ourselves to that highest place. and daven from there. When you're davening for other people, you can daven from the highest place. Mamash from the Ratzon Ha'Elyon. Ratzon is that which comes through the Kav. You can daven from there and come down. You don't have to daven this way. You daven this way. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, and then you make a bracha. You're connecting. You do a tefillah. You're connecting.
Moshe Rabbeinu used the term Ida. In Vayakel, we also use the term Ida.
Very nice. Yeah.
What's the connection?
The connection. What is
it between Bnei Yisrael and Adat Bnei Yisrael?
What is an Ida?
What's an Ida?
Yeah. What is an Ida?
Here, Moshe Rabbeinu said was the Spalo to the Ida.
Ada, if I'm not mistaken, is always the earthly manifestation of that which is going on in Shemayim. There's Adas Yisrael, there's, the Maharal says this, there's Bnei Yisrael, there's Knesset Yisrael, on different levels, and maybe another 100 things. But Adas Yisrael is, when the Mishkan, right, by Yaakov is called Adas Bnei Yisrael, is they're doing the right thing in the world of Gashmias. Bnei Yisrael is not doing anything in Gashmias, they're getting out of Mitzrayim, they're going through the Yamsu. And Knesset Yisrael is the makar of the whole thing. And the makar of the whole thing is complete achdus. Knesset Yisrael. Adas Yisrael could be Klal Yisrael at its best where there's achdus, or it could be Klal Yisrael at its worst, where Korach created an achdus. Halach kol bnei hashvatim. He brought them all together. There's an achdus with those.
Korach called Adosai.
Yeah, Adosai.
Also an
ego. Yeah, achdus. Achdus l'ra. So the Achdus has to be an Achdus Latoy, which comes from the Knesset Yisrael. Okay. Thank you for coming.